Welcome to Conversations with the Unseen. My name is Andy.
And my name is Laura. And in December 2019, we began an amazing and completely unexpected journey conversing with beings from the unseen world, which has totally transformed our lives.
And here we are, after hundreds and hundreds of hours of conversations, doing what our non-physical friends have been encouraging us to do, sharing their message with others who may be interested.
So let's dive in.
Hello, dear friends.
Hello, Mexicans. Good to be connected.
Indeed it is.
So, you have shared with us your perspective on what's really going on. We've talked about the ego, which I know we will return to many times. We've talked about the inner being. And I guess the most obvious question is, well, how do I align more from the inner being? And I know you have a perspective on how questions, which I'm sure you'll share with us, but that would feel like a good starting point.
We would say that the starting point is awareness. To be aware of that part of yourself that is beyond form. Once you can distinguish between the human self and its beliefs about the world in which it seems to exist, and that greater part of yourself, you have created a foundation upon which to build. There is not a training course that you can do to learn to align with the inner being. It is something you learn to do yourself. You have the awareness. The next part is vigilance. To be very alert to the ego and its perspective. The thoughts that occur to the human mind seem true because, after all, they are your thoughts, so they must be true. And this is something to question, because the ego believes what it communicates to be true. It believes what it believes. And therefore, can be persistent in making itself heard. And engaging. With others and also, and this may seem like a strange concept, also with itself. You may notice that the ego can take up two opposing points of view. And that it believes both of them. And so it will want to do something, and it will be scared of doing something. And so it will resist. This is just one example. So we would say that one way to align more with the inner being is to be alert to the ego's communication and to not believe it to be true, to not engage with it, to acknowledge it. If you do not acknowledge the ego, it will find creative ways to get your attention. And consciously turn towards that non-physical self. And this may take a little practice.
Wow, there is so much in what you said there, Mexicans, and I want to go back to what you initially said about awareness. And I know for me that when we began to be in conversation, that what I came to realize was that there had always been that part there within me, the inner being had always been there. And generally speaking, I could really hear it when the ego wanted to do something and the inner being was kind of like, no. And there are countless examples in my life where I have had a sense of the inner being. I wouldn't have been able to give it that word, but I would have had a sense of something within myself. And I ignored it because I can see now the ego wanted what the ego wanted and was determined to get what the ego wanted. And when it didn't work out, which from my perspective is always what happened when I chose from ego, then I would remember I knew this wasn't going to work out. And that was my starting point for the awareness that there was these different, what seemed like different parts of me.
And also, you have examples of doing the opposite, where you have chosen to follow the inner being's guidance, which at the time made no sense to the ego. The ego was confused by the choice you were making, and yet the choice turned out to be the right one for you.
It reminds me actually of there was a time when I was considering doing a training that When I first heard about it, I was very excited. But this training was going to use up most of the money that I had. And it was also in the States. And almost as quickly as I was excited to do it, then the ego set about, well, you can't do this, and how's the money going to come, and don't be ridiculous, and you need plane tickets, and you're going to have hotels, and have you looked in your bank account? And for weeks, I remember going backwards and forwards and backwards and forwards until I literally was going round in circles. And I remember talking to Andy and asking his perspective and just saying to him, what do you hear? And I remember him saying to me, I heard you be really excited about doing something, and then you went straight into your head, and you've stayed in your head since then. What does your heart say? Heart, inner being. And when I went back and aligned, I knew this is a yes. And went online and signed up and made the payment for the whole course, the whole training at that moment. And it felt wonderful.
And none of the ego's disaster scenarios came to pass.
No, in fact, it got really, really fun creating amazing hotels and amazing plane tickets. That became part of the journey.
You give an example there of an approach that can be very helpful. You make the distinction between the head and the heart. And this will be a concept that many are familiar with. You can make a decision that seems to be rationally the right thing to do, the best thing to do. It stacks up. And yet, the heart may be calling you in a different direction.
And I guess from what you have been sharing and teaching with us, our game has become to more intentionally align with the inner being and follow its guidance. Because people always say, well, how do I connect with the inner being? And of course, the ego wants to make this much more complicated than it actually is. And so for me, it was as simple as, inner being, show me a yes. Inner being, show me a no. And that was where I started. And if it wasn't clear, I would just say, inner being, make it clearer. And I guess, like any relationship, the more time we spend in communication with that other, then the closer and more connected the relationship becomes.
Like any muscle or any practice, the more you engage with it, the stronger it becomes. And when you ask this question, show me a yes, show me a no, and you are asking this question of the inner being, there are many, many ways in which the inner being can communicate. It can be a feeling. It can be a feeling of energy in a particular part of the body, or moving in a particular direction. It could be an image that comes to mind. It could be a sound. It could be just a sense of knowing without really being able to say how you know. And so in experimenting with this approach, it is good to be open and very aware of what is happening when you ask these questions.
And sometimes for me, it's often a feeling. So yes is very light and expansive, and the energy feels like it moves up for me, and no is very contracted and heavy, sometimes so heavy around the throat. And sometimes if it's a knowing for me, I will then ask the inner being, is this from you? So you have taught me to slow down and to check out what is coming back to me.
And that is because there is, on occasion, interference from the ego. The ego can try to influence what you are perceiving. And so it is good to be very certain when you have a sense of the inner being guiding you. Be very certain that it is the inner being and not the ego trying to be in control.
There are many times where, for me, I have learned through practice that actually the ego loves to do its best attempt to impersonate the inner being. And so you again have shared with us over and over again, do not trust the senses, ask the energy. The energy never lies.
And for many listening, this may be a new concept to engage with energy, because the ego is used to sensory input through the five senses, and energy is often referred to as something very subtle, like an intuition or a knowing. And this is something to grow your awareness of, so that you become more familiar with it.
And it's also something that egos easily dismiss, both in themselves and in the apparent others. I know there have been so many times where that awareness, that knowing, and then this ego has jumped straight in and dismissed it.
Yes, because it is a more subtle form of communication, one that it is necessary to tune into. And yet, at the same time, it is so much more reliable than the sensory input that would create the ego's perspective of what is happening.
And also, you have really shared with us about the ego, for most, is the leader for much of the time. And to the ego that is all about the physical world and the physical senses, the idea of energy is an anathema. It's a ridiculous idea. This idea of like something that's invisible that can't be seen or touched.
Very easy for the ego to dismiss what it does not perceive through the senses.
I'm laughing. It takes me back to, again, when Andy and I were first having these conversations, and I honestly think it was about 2 months. You know, we would be saying, is this really happening? You know, because the ego was just really bewildered and didn't know what to make of it. And I remember you saying to start with not to share with anybody. And I understand why, because if somebody had said, you know, you're losing the plot or you're nuts or whatever, we may well have been in full agreement.
Yes. And now, quite a few conversations later, you are more secure in your belief.
It's the thing that I am most certain of, and that has been a journey. It's not something that just happened in an instant. It has been much practice.
And in answering the question, how practice, as you mentioned, really is the answer. And not to give up if it does not seem to be easy at first. Keep going. You are using a new way of communicating. You are accessing a part of yourself that has always been there, but it has laid dormant. And now you are creating this relationship between your human self and your non-physical self.
And I also remember from many of our conversations that there were topics for me where I was so aligned with the ego that to start with, when you would ask me about the inner being's perspective, I just couldn't access it because it was like the ego was standing center stage with the microphone and had been for such a long time, and it absolutely looked like the truth. And to ask the inner being for its perspective, there was just silence. And then eventually I began to hear from the inner being on that topic. And so something for me has been perhaps to experiment and try this out, not in the area of the biggest problem as you perceive it to be in your life, but perhaps to try it out in an area that the ego hasn't got much opinion about.
We agree. This is a good way to proceed and to use the analogy of going to the gym. This is like beginning with the easier machines and the lighter weights, just to begin to build up this particular muscle. And you will find over time that you will hear, if not literally, you will sense the inner being's guidance much more clearly.
And perhaps just to share that while for me connecting with the inner being is very much a physical feeling, a knowing, or something that just drops into my mind or my awareness, with Andy, it was sound and it was visual. Because I know that in sharing this perspective with others, there can be a tendency for the ego to then look for what has worked for someone else. And this is about each of us finding our own path to connect with our own inner being, to create our unique relationship with that aspect of ourselves.
There may be very simple ways in which you can connect with the inner being's wisdom, where if there is a choice to be made and neither choice has serious consequences for the ego, you can gain a sense of the inner being's guidance, and the ego can be relatively peaceful about taking the choice. And this helps to show the ego what can play out if the inner being's guidance is followed. And it is important to build that level of trust in the inner being, given that, as you mentioned, there is nothing physical to see. And so therefore the ego can be very dismissive of this seemingly made up invisible part.
It reminds me of a time very early into our conversations with you when Andy and I were catching a flight and we had agreed a time to leave to go to the airport, but I kept having a sense, we need to go now, we need to go now. And it really didn't make any sense to the ego. But I shared with Andy, look, I just get a real sense we need to go now. And bless him, he was like, cool, let's follow it. And so we got to the airport very, very, very early for our flight. And when we arrived at the airport, we saw that our flight had been cancelled. And the next flight to our destination was not 4 hours later. But because we had gone to the airport early, we managed to get on the earlier flight, which basically meant we got a new ticket. We went through security and we pretty much walked onto the plane. And that was a delicious and delightful creation from listening to the inner being, even though it made no sense to the ego.
And in doing so, you were able to demonstrate to the ego how, when you have that sense of we need to do X, whatever that is, that it is important to follow it, take action. And it can be to do something, and it can equally be not to do something. And of course, if it is not to do something, then it is hard to know why that was the case, because what would have played out does not. So there is less evidence for the ego, so that requires even more faith on its part.
So as we bring this conversation to a close, Mexicans, perhaps next time we can explore vigilance with around the ego and its perspective. And we also, you had also mentioned how the ego can be persistent and how it also it can want to do something but not want to do it. So perhaps we explore that in the next conversation. I just wonder if you have any final words as we bring this conversation to a close.
it is likely, as you move towards this different way of determining the choices that you make in your daily life, likely that the ego will offer some resistance. This is because the ego likes to feel that it is in control. And so do not be surprised if the ego finds ways to undermine your new way of living your life. We would say, do experiments. Do not try to do too much too soon. Allow the ego to feel that it is still having some sense of control. And experiment in low-risk areas. Just to begin with.
Thank you, Mexicans.
We send you our love.
Most gratefully received. Until next time.
Until next time. You've been listening to Conversations with the Unseen.
If you'd like to know when there's a new conversation available, then remember to subscribe and also to share it with others.
If you'd like to have a written transcript of each conversation, then you'll find this on the website conversationswiththeunseen.com.
And if you have a question you'd like us to ask on your behalf, or if you would like to join the mailing list, then you can also do that on the website conversationswiththeunseen.com.
Until next time.